Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter-Telegram, Health and Wellness, for Wednesday, December 13th, 2023. Midland Health. What will be your health goal for 2024? He who has health has hope, and he who has hope has everything. Anonymous. With the close of 2023 on the horizon, I challenge you to take a health inventory. How did you do in 2023? Did you make your health a priority? Only you can make your health a priority. The better your health, the better your overall quality of life. Our health and wellness should not be an afterthought. In 2024, be proactive and not reactive. If it has been a few years since your last checkup, I challenge you to prioritize this for 2024. Regular checkups benefit people of all ages. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, focusing on making healthy choices can significantly reduce your risk of chronic diseases. Avoiding chronic conditions like heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and obesity can also lower your risk for some infectious diseases like the flu and COVID-19. These health behaviors are only one piece of the puzzle. Routine preventative care can help catch problems early, thus helping you live a longer, healthier life. Additional and frequent screenings may be recommended based on personal risk factors such as family or medical history. Always consult your doctor for a personalized preventative screening schedule. Early detection is vital for treatment success and longevity. Health screening is considered an integral part of preventative care as you age. For those of us who are 65 plus, these are a few of the recommended health screenings. Annual mammogram, diabetes screening every 3 years, colorectal cancer screening, lung cancer screening with certain risk factors, blood pressure and cholesterol screening, hearing test, regular checks beginning at age 65, osteoporosis screening once annually for women. In addition to staying up to date on the recommended wellness and preventative screenings, try to be mindful of your current stress level. Chronic stress can take a toll on our bodies. The holiday season is busy with mile-long to-do lists. Some practical ways to reduce stress include taking a breather, walking or phoning a friend. These are proven to reduce stress, calm, and ease the mind. Scan the included QR code to watch a short video for further stress management and health improvement information. We at Midland Health are passionate about inspiring our community to improve their health and providing the tools to accomplish excellent health. We look forward to continuing to serve our community in the next year and years to come. What will be your health goal for 2024? Mayo Clinic Q&A. Health benefits of volunteering. Dear Mayo Clinic, my neighbor recently retired, and I've been trying to convince her to volunteer at the library with me. She's not swayed by my stories of feeling good from helping others. Can you share some other benefits of dedicating her time and energy to a cause? Answer. Thank you for volunteering in your community and for trying to persuade your neighbor to join you. Volunteers make an immeasurable difference in people's lives. The act of volunteering also benefits a person's health as well. Research has shown that volunteering offers significant health benefits, especially for older adults. Here are the top three you can share with your neighbor. 1. Improves physical and mental health. Volunteer activities keep people moving and thinking at the same time. Research has found that volunteering among adults who are 60 and older provided benefits to physical and mental health. Volunteers report better physical health than non-volunteers. Volunteering leads to lower rates of depression and anxiety, especially for people 65 and older. It reduces stress and increases positive, relaxed feelings by releasing dopamine in the brain. By spending time in service to others, volunteers report feeling a sense of meaning and appreciation, both given and received, which can have a stress-reducing effect. Reduced stress further decreases the risk of some physical and mental health problems, including heart disease, stroke, depression, anxiety, and general illness. In addition, people who volunteer have lower mortality rates than those who do not, even when controlling for age, sex, and physical health. 2. Provides a sense of purpose and teaches valuable skills. The work that volunteers provide is essential to everyday activities. Giving volunteers a sense of purpose, especially when giving their time and talents in the areas they find meaningful. Older volunteers experience greater increases in life satisfaction and self-esteem. In addition to volunteering at libraries, schools, and food pantries, many people volunteer at local hospitals. They serve as greeters and waiting room attendants, provide patient room information and directions, and help transport patients and patient items. Other volunteers use their craft skills to make prayer shawls, blankets, sweaters, and hats that are typically given to newborn babies and patients with cancer. Other services volunteers provide include working in the hospital gift shop, performing clerical duties for staff, or offering pet therapy to patients. 3. Nurture new and existing relationships. Volunteering increases social interaction and helps build a support system based on common interests. One of the best ways to make new friends and strengthen existing relationships is to participate in a shared activity. Social circles can shrink in retirement, so building or expanding networks can be especially important during this phase of your neighbor's life. In many cases, volunteers have diverse backgrounds, which help expand their social network and allows them to practice social skills with others. As you may have found from your own experience, people are motivated to volunteer for several reasons. They may be exploring careers, sharpening skills, meeting new people, serving their communities, or staying active during retirement. Yet all volunteers share a common desire to improve the health and welfare of people in their communities. The good news is that your neighbor doesn't need to be a philanthropist or a senator to enhance or create change in the community. Offer other suggestions if she's not interested in volunteering at the library. Likely, there are a wide variety of volunteer opportunities in your community, whether she's interested in youth, environmental, health, religious, or community causes. Encourage her to connect with local nonprofit and cultural organizations, schools, faith communities, or hospitals for options. As you have discovered, volunteering makes an immeasurable difference in people's lives. If your neighbor is open to it, her time and talents can help others and benefit her health at the same time. Mayo Clinic Minute. Managing holiday indulgences. Whether it's work parties, social gatherings, or family get-togethers, December joins people for holidays and social events centered around plenty of food and drinks. But overindulging during the holiday season can bring unwelcome consequences. Andrea Delgado, a Mayo Clinic dietitian, shares 3 tips to help manage holiday indulgences this season. However you celebrate the holidays, there is likely to be an excess of food at your fingertips, and that usually means lots of sugar and perhaps alcohol. Delgado says you can manage indulgences during the holidays with these 3 tips. Quote, number 1, don't choose to go on a diet right before the holidays, end quote, she says. Instead, pay attention to how much and how often you're eating. Quote, number 2, don't beat yourself up. If you do overindulge, it's okay to make a plan moving forward at the next party, at the next gathering, end quote, says Delgado. Allow yourself to choose different items and portion sizes next time. What you drink matters too. Quote, number 3, stay hydrated. Oftentimes, what we neglect most is staying hydrated, and we choose sugary beverages or alcohol, which can add a lot of added calories, empty calories that we can save by drinking water, end quote, she says. Water should be your main beverage every day, including the holidays. More strategies to manage holiday indulgences. Prioritize physical activity. Keep physical activity as a priority, even during busy holiday seasons. Consider morning walks or light exercises before celebrations. Enjoy the festivities without compromising your health. Plan ahead for food choices. Eat something healthy before attending parties to avoid extreme hunger. Opt for fruits and nuts to curb cravings. Decide in advance what you'll eat and focus on healthier options. Mindful alcohol consumption. Alcoholic drinks contribute calories and increase hunger. Alternate alcoholic beverages with low-calorie options such as carbonated water. Be mindful of your alcohol intake. Self-compassion matters. Don't give up or feel unhappy about managing weight during the holidays. Be kind to yourself and enjoy the season. Mayo Clinic Q&A. Many reasons why dogs are good for your health. Dear Mayo Clinic, we're thinking about getting a dog. We know they're great companions, but how are they good for your health? Answer. People with dogs know the benefits of pet ownership, the unconditional love, trust, and loyalty shown by your canine companions, coupled with their unbridled enthusiasm on your return home each day, is hard to put into words. There's another plus of having a dog by your side. It improves your overall physical and mental health. Here's how. Dogs get you moving. A notable benefit is that dogs force you to get up and move. One research study found that dog owners are more likely to report regular physical activity than people who don't own dogs. Activities associated with dog ownership, like feeding, grooming, playing, and letting them outside, all increase physical activity levels. Physical activity improves blood flow, induces muscle contraction, and reduces joint stiffness. Dogs also require regular exercise and will greet it with smiles and wagging tails. In addition to a typical walk, you can work hiking and running into your outings with your dog, depending on its breed. People who regularly perform aerobic exercise have improved blood pressure, reduced blood sugar levels, better controlled weight, and a reduced risk of developing cardiovascular disease. Other studies have demonstrated that exercise can improve depression and anxiety. Over time, exercise will help strengthen your muscles, bones, and joints. You may notice that your usual route is feeling easier, so you decide to stay out longer or walk up that extra hill. When selecting a new puppy or dog, carefully consider its energy levels and exercise requirements. It's best when your lifestyle and activity levels match that of your canine buddy. Dogs help your weight. Exercise burns calories and helps you maintain a healthy weight. In one study, adults who regularly walked their dogs were less likely to be obese than their non-dog-owning neighbors. The same research found that dog owners also are more likely to report a healthy diet and blood sugar at ideal levels, which improves overall heart health. Walking for 30 minutes a day will reduce the risk of coronary heart disease, osteoporosis, colon and breast cancer, and type 2 diabetes. That 30 minutes of light to moderate dog walking also can help you achieve deeper, more restful sleep. Healthcare professionals recommend adults aim for 150 minutes of aerobic exercise per week. Dogs promote social connection. Owning a dog has been linked to better mental health and lower perception of social isolation, which can reduce the risk of heart attacks and cognitive issues. Being socially isolated is a strong risk factor for worse health outcomes and premature death. Dog owners interact more with other people, such as other dog owners and people they encounter on walks, and are less likely to experience depression. Consider training your dog for pet therapy to gain the dual benefits of connection and volunteering. For people who work from home, there are four significant ways pets can help with your mental health. Reducing work-related stress. Two out of three employees say work stresses them out, and 40% say their job gets in the way of their health. Pets in the workplace, even at home, reduce stress and improve employee satisfaction. Managing anxiety. With the increase in work-from-home jobs, more people are struggling with mental health. Pets can provide the companionship and support once found in the office. Increasing activity. Dogs give you a reason to go outside, breathe in fresh air, and get some physical activity. Combating loneliness. The bond with pets help people feel less alone. Owners can touch, see, hear, or talk to their companion animals, which brings happiness, connection, and physical contact. There's also research showing the benefits of animal-assisted therapy during rehabilitation for nervous system conditions such as strokes, seizure disorders, brain trauma, and infections. Dogs can be a valuable part of cardiac rehabilitation, occupational therapy, and physical therapy programs. They can provide social support, and trained dogs can even participate in your rehabilitation or therapy sessions. Big decision, win-win solution. Welcoming a dog into your home is a big decision, and you should carefully consider the responsibilities. However, you also should consider the many wonderful health and emotional benefits that come from of dog ownership. Suicide. Rate hit record high in 2022, but dropped among young. suicides among young Americans whose mental health problems during the coronavirus pandemic reached crisis proportions declined sharply in 2022, while rates for older groups, especially men, rose, according to data released by the government Wednesday. The increase in suicides among people older than 35 was responsible for an overall 1% rise in the suicide rate to a record high of 14.3 per 100,000 people since 2021, according to provisional data released by the National Center for Health Statistics, NCHS. The total number of suicides last year, 49,449, rose by 3% and is expected to increase further when final data is available. Men, who constitute the vast majority of suicides each year, saw a 2% jump in their total to 39,255, resuming a long trend of increases after 2 years of small declines. Suicides among women rose 4% to 10,194, but the rate remained roughly the same as it has been for decades. More than half of all suicides involved guns, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, in a separate analysis released Thursday. The agency reported an 11% increase in suicides by firearm between 2019 and 2022 to the highest rate it has ever recorded, 8.1 per 100,000 people. Men constituted the vast majority, about 87%, of suicides by firearm last year. The rise in suicide by firearms over a three-year period that included the coronavirus pandemic affected all racial and ethnic groups, but not equally, according to researchers from the CDC's National Center for Injury Prevention and Control. American, Indian, and Alaska Native people saw the largest increase, a 66% jump in suicide by guns. White Americans continued to use guns to take their own lives at the highest rate, 11.1 per 100,000 in 2022. African American women experienced a 75% jump in suicides by firearm over the 3 years. David Hemenway, a co-director of the Harvard Injury Control Research Center and a longtime researcher of firearm suicides, said a suicide attempt is often an impulsive act. Overwhelming evidence shows the act is much more likely to result in death if a gun is available. If a gun is involved, suicide attempts result in fatalities about 90% of the time, Hemenway said. Most other methods cause deaths in just a small fraction of attempts, he said. Quote, where there are guns, people tend to use the guns, end quote, Hemenway said. Quote, and they die, end quote. Overall suicide data showed that people older than 75 posted the highest suicide rates since at least 1999. Men 75 years and older continue to take their own lives at by far the highest rate, at 43.7 per 100,000. The suicide rate for men overall in 2022 was the highest ever, according to government data published online that goes back to the 1960s. Women had the highest rates of suicide in middle age, peaking from 35 to 64 years old, though the rate for that group has declined since 2015. Younger women from age 15 to 34 and women older than 75 saw suicide rates higher than at any time since at least 1999. The suicide rate for women overall in 2022 was well below its peak in the early 1970s. In 2021, the CDC, which houses the NCHS, released a report showing that nearly a quarter of U.S. high schoolers had seriously considered suicide in 2021, part of an alarming wave of hopelessness and other mental health problems that accompanied the coronavirus pandemic. The new suicide data provides a glimmer of improvement. Suicide rates in 2022 dropped 18% among 10 to 14-year-olds and 9% among 15 to 24-year-olds. Among 25 to 34-year-olds, the rate declined for men and increased for women. Quote, this is a hopeful sign and a reminder that we must continue to implement interventions that we know can help people, end quote. Christine Yu Mautier, Chief Medical Officer for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, said in an email. Native Americans continue to suffer the highest rates of suicide. White people are twice as likely to die by suicide as Black or Hispanic people. Asian people have the lowest rates of suicide.
Presidio Clinic experiments with drone delivery service by Sam Karras. Sam at BigBenSentinel.com. Presidio, Last Friday morning, a small crowd gathered behind the Preventative Care Health Services Clinic in Presidio, shielding their eyes from the sun as a drone whirred overhead. There were cheers and applause as it touched down, kicking up dust as it went. Local officials hope this may be the future of health care in Presidio. Along with a network of dreamers at the cutting edge of drone technology and health care, they've been working to experiment with ways to close the region's dramatic gaps in healthcare access. Representatives from Swoop Aero, a company based in Australia, operated the drone. Swoop Aero has made waves recently for transporting life-saving vaccines, medications, and test samples in underserved areas of sub-Saharan Africa. Over the past few years, Swoop Aero drones have delivered vaccines that reached more than 67,000 people in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. In Mozambique, test sample pickups and vaccine drop-offs reached around 100,000 people to help combat the tuberculosis and COVID-19 pandemics. Swoop Aero growth manager Annabelle Bennett made the long overseas trip to test out the same technology in Presidio. She felt the community was a great fit for the company's programs, given how they'd been implemented in Africa and in her home country of Australia. "I think the landscape in terms of the vast distances and the difficulty in access to infrastructure, services, and supplies is similar to what we see in Australia," she said. Bennett and her team were invited to the Big Bend through the Matador UAS, Unmanned Aircraft System Consortium, a public-private partnership between drone companies, private donors, and other entities interested in advancing healthcare via unmanned flight. The consortium has roots at Texas Tech University's Health Science Center, TTUHSC, which has provided Presidians with innovative guidance for years. The university is currently working with the city's EMS crew to connect local first responders with more experienced emergency personnel onboard ambulances via Starlink. Phil Sizer, a leader at TTUHSC for 33 years, was excited about what the future might hold for Presidio and other rural communities without access to a full range of healthcare services. The TTUHSC serves 108 communities, among which 75% of the total population are considered medically underserved. Sizer said that experts have long thought that telehealth is the wave of the future for rural communities. The reality is that telehealth still requires patients to travel to get tests and medication. What we're doing is closing the gap between the practitioner, the clinician, and the patient, he explained. The drone that touched down in Presidio on Friday can carry up to 12 pounds. In terms of pills and vials of blood, 12 pounds can make a huge dent in the clinic's workload. It can travel 200 feet above the ground and is currently approved to travel at 86 miles per hour, but the TTUHSC team is hoping that that number will soon break 100. Ty Harmon, co-founder of the Matador UAS Consortium, explained that drones are legally regulated by the FAA, or Federal Aviation Administration. Though drones have been operating in many industries in the U.S. for at least a decade, the law is still catching up with their technical capabilities. The goal is, how can we combine what is safe and trusted by the FAA with what is demonstrated every day in Africa? He explained. And how can we bring that to strengthen our communities here in the States? For now, Swoop Aero is only authorized to fly its drone along the mostly abandoned rail line that connects Alpine with the border, minimizing risk of collisions with people or other vehicles. The law is not the only factor limiting the immediate implementation of drone flight in the Big Bend. In trying to plot a course between Alpine and Presidio, Swoop Arrow's team quickly realized that the ruggedness of the terrain was the most extreme they'd ever encountered. Last week's flight was a practice round of sorts for the team, because the route between Alpine and Presidio, the route needed to actually transport medication in labs most efficiently, required a complexity of GPS programming beyond what the team had ever done before. They shortened the trip and started in Marfa. "We have a significant number of twists and turns," Bennett said. The team is hoping that the technology will catch up quickly to make the possibility of regular drone flight in the Big Bend a reality, though they don't have a solid timeline for when that will happen. "We're the Wright brothers flying a brand new aircraft," Harmon said. "We're hoping we're going to build Delta Airlines in about 2 years. Staff photo by Sam Karras. Presidio Mayor John Ferguson was given the honor of pressing a button to signal drone takeoff.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.